Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio. It's the same number, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Let's see. We got our good friend Corey from Medford, who had a very interesting week, and which I think is going to end up leading into his weekend. Good morning, Corey. How are you, and what's going on?
Well, you know, today is the first Friday of the new job, and man, am I glad it's Friday.
How was your first week?
I don't think I've been on my feet this long in a long time. And yeah, I actually really like the new job. Lots of different people to meet, which is something I really enjoy.
And what's going on with your boss? Apparently we have come up at your job. How did our name come up?
My boss is a listener and recognized me from the radio.
So you show up like first day of work and you're like, hey, I'm Corey. And he's like, oh, where do you live? And you're like, oh, I live in Medford. And then he starts putting the two things together and is like, wait a minute.
The Corey from Medford? Local celebrity Corey from Medford?
Actually, she figured it out yesterday. She looks at me and goes, oh my God, I never put it together.
Well, your boss has excellent taste, so that bodes well for you.
She's been listening since day one, just like I have.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we hope you have a great weekend. Get some rest so you can get back to work on Monday and enjoy
right.
that new job.
Have fun Saturday, Carson.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Paula's from Natick. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Good. You're going to a fall festival? Where is it?
I am. I left before sunrise. I'm heading to Freeport, Maine.
Oh, you're already on your way.
I am, yeah. It's a beautiful foliage drive.
What's going on up there?
We are setting up a booth for the Better Business Bureau just to educate and support small businesses in the community. So I'm working all weekend, but it's not a bad place to work.
How much flannel do you have packed?
I did pack flannel. I packed my Timberlands. I'm ready to go.
Let's see, boom. Yeah. How much festival food are you going to eat?
Oh, I plan on eating a lot of pretzels and hopefully some lobster clam chowder bisque. Yeah, I'm excited for that. You can't beat the food up here in this time of year. And it's a quick drive. Like you said, I came from Natick, so it only took about 2.5 hours. I'm almost there.
So you work for the Better Business Bureau where?
Eastern Mass, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont we represent.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's going to be...
Yeah.
I love those little things. You set up your tent, you got your table, you got, you know, local craftspeople and local food.
Yeah.
That is our favorite thing to do. We love walking through those things.
So many cool entrepreneurs are setting up and that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see while you're walking through the mall or shopping online. So I love it. I can't beat it. Setting up the cornhole board. Maybe after hours, grab a beer from the local brewery.
Yep.
Come on.
Where in Freeport, Maine is it going to be exactly?
Right downtown, right where the L.L. Bean headquarters area is. Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll keep an eye out, and maybe you'll see Paula from Natick there.
Look out for flannel and Timberlands.
Yep.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Good luck to Bennett babysitting.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye. How about you, Dan? What are you getting into this weekend?
So October is like my favorite month out of the entire year. It really is. I love all the fairs and the festivals. I love like hoodie weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I love haunted houses.
Okay.
And I'm going to Canopy Lake Park tonight for Scream Fest.
Let's go.
Which I am so thrilled about. It was like my dream when I was like 16. I wanted to get a job in a haunted house just so I could scare people professionally.
Right.
And Scream Fest has some of the best haunted houses in the game.
Yep.
So we're going up there tonight. I think there's going to be like a Billy Idol tribute band going.
Okay.
It's going to be a good time.
Isn't your girlfriend like deathly afraid of all things scary and spiders and snakes?
Well, she has severe arachnophobia, but I think she's okay in haunted houses, unless a spider comes out from the ceiling.
Which is going to happen.
Yeah, there was a spider in her car last night, and she had to literally pull over on the Mystic Valley Parkway, which is real busy if you're unfamiliar. And she called me saying, I can't get back in the car.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea, Dan.
No, I think she'll... I don't know. We've never done a haunted house, but after carry her out, I'll carry her out.
Are you going when it's dark?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, this is a bad idea, Dan. And
no,
I am here for it.
haunted houses are my jam.
No, please, I know they are for you. I'm worried about your girlfriend.
I think she's afraid of spiders. I think a dude in a mask she can handle.
Okay. Didn't you take her to see some movie, like Alien movie, and that freaked her
out? I did take her to see the new Alien movie, Romulus, but the things, like the little face sucky things,
right,
are too spider adjacent, apparently.
Okay.
Fictional sci-fi spiders count also.
So I'm pretty sure there are going to be spider adjacent characters at Screamfest tonight at Kennedy Lake Park.
It's just, it's so much fun. Remember when they used to let us be in the parade?
Oh, it was amazing.
I scared the crap out of so many people there.
Oh, the younger the better.
I would just be eating Dippin' Dots and scaring people tonight. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.